seems strange. You ringing my phone back?
Good afternoon. You're through to the safeguarding team.
Hello, are you Kevin, by any chance? Who am I actually speaking to? You are,
yes.
Kevin. And
yes,
did you just try to phone me back or get a member to phone me back on a private number?
I'm not going to try to phone you back. All the council numbers are private.
Yeah, okay. Yes, okay. Hello, how are you doing? You okay?
Yes, I'm all right. Thanks. Yourself?
I'm concerned. I'm concerned for my own safety and for you lot acting in joint circular, which is a breach of your codes and ethnics in regards to...
Any
person that's been a case handler or been involved in my case or in any professional manner representing any government institution against me, yeah, which I believe I've got your signature signed here and correspondence that you've been spent from the police and you've been asking
you
and requesting.
Do not have a signature of mine. I do not append my signatures on anything.
Yeah, well, you ain't got your signature, but it's got your you talking to the Metropolitan Police in my name, referring for information out of my personal records, which is a breach of my GDPR and the Data Protection Act 1999.
Hold on, you're mixing up too many things. I'm requesting for information from the police.
Yes, that is correct.
I don't understand what you... Exactly
okay, Kevin. Kevin Kamaz, yeah. Kevin Kamaz, Kamese, yeah. FWA Impact COA on the 13th of April 2018 at 12:08. The MASH team at Enfield.gov, subject reference 18PACO87493. You have spoke to the Metropolitan Police, attached into my Merlin profile, medical records. Otherwise known as Rio, you've asked a Metropolitan Police PNC officer for my personal information, and he has sent across to you my personal information, and you had that in two attachments, Form 87F-719-8036 PDF and J2 form, and I've got lots of your name stamped all over it. Now, the information they've sent you says the 13th of April 2010, and it also says Enfield Triangular Team. So you're acting in Triangular Joint Circular, it's now called, and you're working in a motion to build a profile against me for some reason. Now you're acting biased in your decisions by what you're doing. Yeah, what you are doing is malice of public office, which is a 12 to 25 year sentence for any public servants that acts in accordance to the statute of the company's rights. What you are doing is breaching my personal data. I've told in Lemmy's correspondence of himself and of the vineyard. It is said that I refused to use access to my personal information, and I told my solicitor to tell you that as well, and I have the correspondence to prove that I have told you that I do not want you in my personal data. You have no legal right. I've had the doctors come to my house 125 times now, which I have accounted for. I've got 50 of them on recordings, yeah, which I've recorded the assessments and everything, where you have referred them every single time, referring me, attacking me, rather than taking on board what I'm explaining to you that the moral wrongs that other members of your teams have done to me and that are holding me illegally. So I am absolutely fuming in regards to what you are doing and what you are able to do on them computers to any person or member of the public. It's illegal what you are doing. It's with criminal intentions that you are what you are doing. It's not for the better of the public or for the better of the community. You are doing it for your personal self gains, and I am not happy that you are trying to help one of your colleagues evade justice, yeah? Evasion of justice is illegal, yeah? To help a person get away with disciplinary action in regards to something that they should be reprimanded for. I am fuming that you have access to my... What did you request, and what information have you read about my personal life that I have not seen myself? What are you asking, Merlon?
I've got all of your paperwork
and all your correspondence. I put a freedom of information request in. I'm going to answer your question. I put a freedom of information request in.
Did you call call me for an explanation or you called me to have a rant? Which is which?
I'm trying.
I will terminate the telephone conversation. You called me because you want to know what that document is about, right or wrong?
I want to know more than that. That's part of the reason. The other part of the reason.
Now, hold on. Number one, I'm a safeguarding officer. I deal with hundreds of members of the public. You have to be specific with your requirements. When you call me, you do not call me and start ranting.
I'm not ranting.
I have many other residents of Enfield to serve. You're not the only resident in Enfield.
And I'm going
to
put your paperwork online and I'm going to call for them. I reckon you've got a graveyard of people that you treat incorrectly. And I'm going to request, I'm going to show everyone and I'm going to ask for all them other residents to come forward and anyone that's upset about you also. Yeah? And the way that you've handled their cases. I think there's more people like me about you. And you should see the amount of data I've got of what you've been requesting.
I'm asking you a simple question. Do you want my help?
What I would like to know.
You called me.
I don't want your help. What I would like to know and what I have the right to know is why you have been in my personal data when I've refused for anyone in Enfield Council to be allowed access to it. Why are you allowed to do that? Yeah, and
what documented? Where is that documented?
I have. I'm going to answer that for you right now. In short, what I just done is on the 25th of the 10th, 2018, I just requested in a subject access request a new GDPR for all of my medical notes on Rio, all my medical notes on Merlin. I just stripped Silver Street computer systems with the subject access request, and I also done Chase Farm Hospital, and I done things. So I've got all of my medical notes here. I also asked for any correspondence sent to the doctors in regards from Enfield Council. So all your emails that you and all of Lavinia and Lemmy and everyone and all the illegal meetings just being held in my name on the 19th and that, and you got tapping into my doctors, I just got every note of the whole lot given to me, yeah? On top of me having all the recordings explaining what Lemmy knew Bus had done in the beginning and frauding the initial claims and doing the rest of it. What you have done is attempted manslaughter. Yeah, and you have now just become a part of that ring, and I'm informing you.
You're now going off on it. I'm going to terminate this conversation.
I'm recording this conversation. I'm recording this conversation. You need to go. I do feel.
I have nothing to hide.
You have nothing to hide. You are acting in joint circle with your partners.
You're all over the place. You called me for a specific reason. You did not call me to tell me about all the data requests you've made.
No, I'm recalling you about the stuff that your name, you've put your name to and that you have done, yeah, in your company's name. Yeah, it's called abuse of position and unfair processing. Abuse of position.
Excuse me. Let's go back to that document of the 13th of April 2018.
Yes, okay.
What does it say? It says police risk assessment, right?
No, it does not. What it says is that Enfield Assessment Barnett Haringey NHS Trust Assessment Enfield 2 attachments, yes. Form clarification. Dear police, see attached for your attention regards Kevin Mash Team Health Mental Health Team. Yeah,
yeah.
Operator.
Yeah.
Now, have you listened to the recordings that I've got of your directors and me? I've got loads of recordings before this speaking to your bosses and superiors, and I've explained to them if they went to a website.
Did you ask the council to send you a copy of your information also?
Yeah, the council's in the middle of doing that request at the present.
Okay, when you've dealt with the council, then maybe you can call me back, because all I did was forward on a police document, which is a requirement that we're supposed to do. Okay.
I'm gonna go through the rest
That's
of the council.
Well, I hope so. Now you need to talk to what I passed on was a police document. It has nothing to do with me.
They're passing you information. They're passing you information. They're passing you my medical records.
No, a police doesn't hold your medical records.
Merlin holds information. Merlin does. You tapped into Merlin.
It doesn't hold your medical records.
Rio does.
No. Merlin is a police record.
Yeah, Merlin's the police one, and Rio's the doctors.
Yes, and that is what I sent to the mental health team.
How did you get my personal data in the beginning? How have you got anything to do with me? Pardon?
I have explained to you. I am a safeguarding. I work for the safeguarding team.
No, you are acting in joint circle for your colleagues.
Listen, when we get any referrals, we refer them to the appropriate team. Okay.
So you're one.
We got a referral from the police following an incident in April 2018, and I passed the document on to the mental health team. That's the way it works. Everything comes via me in social services, and I pass it on to the appropriate team.
Do you know what? You seem like a professional person. I'd rather believe in you than not believe in you. But
what you're trying to do is you're trying to shoot the gatekeeper or the postman, if I may call it that, because I get everything sent to me, and then I pass it on to the appropriate teams to do. What those teams do is what you should be.
Yeah, but your job title allows you to be an innocent person. But realistically, you are a killer. That's what you are. You are designed to send official information to people, and it has an effect on people's way of.
Let me ask you a question. We have so many residents in Enfield who need our help. It is not for me to go into the records, but for the professionals. If you're unhappy with what the professionals are doing, then you take it up with them. Me, my job is to signpost things to the appropriate help. And I am very sure I help many people, including yourself. Even though you're not happy, at least I'm.
I've never had a mental illness.
So you can question. So you should question with them what they're doing with your records.
I just ask of you, if any person gives you my name again, you look into that documentation and make sure that it's worthwhile sending. Because I don't
that
have a.
That is not. Unfortunately, that is not within my remit. I'm not that. We all serve different purposes. Mine is to signpost your stuff to the right teams.
Okay, I'm gonna come off this line.
And then what they do with it is what you can question.
I understand the process, and I'm going through it right now. I'm very upset with what's being done to me. You have a good day, sir, and it's been a pleasure.
You too.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
The assessment team Barnet assessment, 2 attachments form. Clarification, please see the attached for your attention. What the fuck is he sending? And it's stamped 2010. He's lying somewhere down. He's obviously covering his ass, which is very easy for him to do because his position allows him to be protected to a degree. And he speaks the talk. You can't really do fuck all when he's like that. He is involved, heavily involved. I'm getting a copy of all of the documents of what they're up to. I want to see what he actually fucking sent. Because he's saying he sent it, but in that it's saying that he received it. They're lying. I deal with better things. He's lying somewhere. They received information in my name, and it's a file in regards to look, Kevin Cash and the MASH team. Friday, 2 Enfield assessments, Barnet and Haringey Mental Health NHS Trust assessment team. He's the one trying to kill me. MASH OSD for health and housing and adult social care. He's basically like, leave me alone. And I'm telling him, you better leave me alone from now on. He's like, I think I'm like, I'll leave you. But I just feel like it makes sense. I know who he is. He's that gateway. He's the access to gateway for them. Is that you're trying to shoot the messenger by it? They don't act so innocent. So.
Basically, I tell them that they're in trouble.